Many of you may have tried to quit smoking or know someone who has, but you've probably never heard them do it like this.
If you see me out there smoking, sneaking a cigarette, well, I'm still on my journey and it's gonna take some time, but hey, I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it, to be smoke-free.
That is a clip from Smokestack Sandra, a new podcast being produced by the First Nations Health Authority, and it documents Sandra Teegee's quest to quit smoking. And Sandra Teegee joins me this morning. She's the Deputy Chief of the Takla Lake First Nation as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
How did you start smoking?
Oh, God. I think it was a social thing at the beginning. And after a while, as you heard on the podcast, it became a crutch.
Hmm. And what year was it that you first started lighting up?
1986, fall of 1986.
Okay, so close to 30 years. How often have you considered quitting?
Throughout those years, I guess, after, because it was always something that I never thought that would be a part of my life, and here we are with the story, and this shouldn't be a part of my story, but here we are.
Why not? Why shouldn't it be part of your story?
Because, you know, I wasn't raised to smoke. I came from a healthy home environment. The messages that we had growing up was always about health and wellness. I was very active in high school and thereafter physically. And always, like, we come from the granola generation. where health and wellness and healthy food choices were always a part of our lives.
Huh, but this has been the reality for you for 30 years. So attempting to quit became the subject of a podcast. How did that come about?
Well, that came about through a wise fellow named Davis McKenzie from First Nations Health Authority and his crew there. And there, you know, they saw one of my Sandra Fallon shows at the Northern Caucus in Prince George, First Nations Health Authority. Mm-hmm. And in that, he approached me, and he himself was he quit smoking, and he said, you know, we'd like to shed some light on this quitting smoking. I said, well, I'm not, I've been trying. And he goes, well, let's do a podcast on this issue of smoking, since it can bring, you know, shed some light on all kinds of other health aspects with our Aboriginal First Nations people.
Huh. Well, I imagine that you've learned a lot from the that people listening to it will learn much about how difficult it is to quit smoking. But Sandra, what has been the greatest moment of learning for you in putting it together?
I guess the reflection of your life. Like, I'm putting this podcast and you have to look back. And you have to look at the present, and you have to plan for the future. So by being ever so present, you're realizing, you know, how it has impacted you. And you have to live with those realities and those choices.
Has it helped you to quit smoking?
Pardon me?
Has it helped you to quit smoking?
It has totally helped me to decrease and looking forward to being smoke-free because, you know, and any individual, I'd like to express that they never should give up trying to quit smoking because it takes at least 3 serious attempts at quitting before you become an absolute non-smoker. And for some people, it can take up to 6 times.
Wow. Well, I look forward to hearing more about your podcast and hearing more about your journey. Sandra Teegee, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yes. For sure. Yeah.
Sandra Teegee, Deputy Chief of the Takla Lake First Nation, also the subject of a new podcast series called Smokestack Sandra. It's produced by the First Nations Health Authority, and you can find it at fnha.ca.